And join us now for the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Oak Grove Panthers, Ty Hames. Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to talk with us today.
No problem. I appreciate you guys' coverage all year.
And we got a couple members of your squad on the Dream Team this year. We'll start with the underclassmen first and the junior Quinn Schneiders. Let's talk about that young man.
Well, I mean, he's just a kid that really put a lot of time in on his game from the time when I got here. Well, he's a 7th and 8th grader. He's really made basketball important. And so he's put a lot of time in on his game. Quinn this year for us, you know, he averaged only about 7.5 a game, but really, really came on later on in the season. Both these guys were football kids, so it kind of took them a while to get into it. But Quinn's a kid that offensively did a pretty good job of stretching the defense. He ended up making 36 threes for us this year, and, you know, he shot about 31% from the three-point line. And he shot, you know, he didn't shoot the ball great at times. He was kind of streaky, but he was in some games this year where he made 5-6 threes, and then he made 6 threes in our district championship game, district game against Marshall and scored 24 points. And he's probably one of our best passers. He has pretty good vision. He sees the floor pretty well, and we look for big things for him next year.
Well, it's too one of those things that where you can kind of see him grow as a player too, since you've been around him since junior high level, and to see him kind of blossom like that and then come out and have a big game in districts for you, it's kind of nice to see as a coach, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the fruits of his labor, to be honest with you. And you know, he's one of those kids who's a three-sport athlete, so it's tough for him to find time. But he comes from a family that really values athletics and makes it important. And he came into the gym once the football season was over with, and was the first one to practice and the last one to leave, and made the game important and made our system important. And he's a kid that dedicates himself in the summer, and he's really kind of what you want as a coaching staple for your upcoming senior year, for kids to kind of follow. And we've got some very good seniors around him next year as well, and I'm not slighting them, but Quinn put a lot of time in on his game. He did the things we asked, and that's why he's getting the recognition he deserves.
Very well said. And then the other member from your squad that make the Dream Team this year is a senior for you in Austin Blackston. Let's talk about that young man.
Well, I mean, he's one of those kids that just you can't really replace. I mean, Austin's been a three-year varsity player for us this year. He played a lot of varsity his sophomore year, but he broke his foot halfway through the year. Was one of our players last year that was our returning all-conference player. And then along with Quinn, he became an all-conference player this year. He was a quarterback for our football team. And, when you go from football and you win a state championship and then you turn around in the basketball game and you got one practice and you got to go to a game, it takes some time. So he started off the year struggling a little bit offensively for us, and we really tried to play through him. He was our go-to guy. And as the year progressed on, he got better and better. And as he got better and better, we got better and better. He had some awfully big games for us, scoring over 20 points against a very good Green Valley team, scoring 16 and 18 points a game in conference. Throughout the course of the year, scoring 15 in our district game against Marshall, scoring all kinds of numbers as far as big games he had, over 20 against Excelsior and so on and so forth. But the biggest thing he did was he's a great rebounder. He averaged 8.4 rebounds a game, 3 of them offensive, and he ended up shooting a lot better from the field. He was a second-team all-conference player for us this year in the MRVC West. He was an all-district player, which in our district is just a monster with Grandview and Raytown South in it, and Odessa, who was very good this year. He was PrepsCast Player of the Week against Green Valley, and obviously his KMZU Dream Team. Both these kids were great students in the classroom, but Austin Blackson is what we want our student-athletes to be like here at Oak Grove. And he's not the only one. We had some good ones around him, but he's well-deserved of this award.
Absolutely, and having watched him play both football and basketball, that kid's a pretty good leader as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he's kind of a quiet kid. He doesn't say much. I mean, he lets his actions do the leading. But to say that, you know, he's respected would be an understatement. You look at the former players we've had here at Oak Grove in basketball, would have been my first year, and Jacob Eddy and Eric Gant, and all the way through when we had guys like Cole Daugherty and Derek Dow and Tanner Kanak and Caleb Jagels. I mean, we just had some really good leaders, but Austin is right up there with the best of them because he really leads by example. And, you know, every day after practice, you know, his practice jersey was drenched, and it wasn't water. It was sweat because he was killing it. And tireless worker. He's going to go on and play football next year at Mid-American Nazarene in Olathe, and he'll do big things there as well.
All right, again, we're speaking with the head coach of the Oak Grove Panthers, Ty Hames, and the two members from his squad on the Dream Team this year, and junior Quinn Schneiders and the senior Austin Blackston. And again, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time out to talk with us. Is there anything we're leaving out or anything else you want to cover on these two?
Nope, just really appreciate you guys' coverage this year. I think you guys do a great job for high school athletics in our area, and we look forward to next year coming back out and getting after it.
All right, there you have it. Coach Ty Hames, the Oak Grove Panthers, on the KMZU Dream Team broadcasts.